Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Caleb Adams. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 5, verses 21 through 43. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside, and took the child's father and mother, and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age, and they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. They thought she was dead, but Jesus said no. They thought she was dead, but Jesus said, "Do not fear, only believe." They thought she was dead, but Jesus said she was only sleeping. And so they laughed at him. The wailing mourners laughed at the Son of God until they cried and cried and cried. For here they were, pierced through the heart by unthinkable sorrow at the death of a 12-year-old girl. A girl who had had so much life and love and laughter ahead of her, whose youthfulness had been snuffed out, whose life had been cut dreadfully short. And the one man they had hoped would have been able to do something arrives too late, and then, before even going in, says that she is only sleeping. Nonsense. Tragic, contemptible, downright laughable nonsense. They were right, you know. She was dead, really, truly. They were right. But Jesus was too. Because what Jesus knew that they did not is that he would soon awaken her from her deathly slumber. He knew what they did not, that death is but a sleep from which he can and will call his people back to consciousness. And so Jesus leaves the laughing grievers outside, and giving the dead girl's parents a reassuring smile, walks with them to the child's bed, the child's deathbed. Taking the little girl by the hand, he speaks to her. And his voice, like a gentle, life-giving alarm clock, awakens the daughter of Jairus from death. Two words rouse her from mortal sleep. Talitha kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And arise she does. The child comes awake, her youthfulness restored, and with it, her parents' hope and joy. Not long after this, it was not the daughter of Jairus, but the Son of God, who would be found at the point of death. His enemies had tortured him and nailed him to a cross, mocking him and spitting on him in the process. They laughed at him. The leaders and teachers of Israel laughed at the Son of God until he died, until he stopped breathing, until blood and water flowed from his side at the plunge of the soldier's spear. He who had stopped a 12-year discharge of blood and raised a 12-year-old girl from death now stopped sin dead in its tracks by the spilling of his blood for us all. They thought he was dead. They were right, you know. He was dead. Really, truly, they were right. But dead though he truly and really was, he was only sleeping. I wonder, if we had been in the tomb of Jesus early that Sunday morning, might we have heard the voice of the Father speak into the darkness? Yeshua, kumi. Jesus, I say to you, arise. For arise he did. And he went and showed himself to his followers. They thought he was dead, but they were right about that no longer. For he was and is, even now, alive. And as surely as he rose from the grave, so will we. Death may mock us, spit on us, and put us in the ground, just as it did to our Lord. But in the end, it will not have the last laugh, for it is but a sleep. And just as Jesus came to the deathbed of a little girl to wake her up, so too will he visit our resting place and wake us up forever. Because he lives, so will we. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, during his earthly ministry, your Son Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. By the healing medicine of the Word and sacraments, pour into our hearts such love toward you that we may live eternally. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.